FM.
Our next guest is in here.
Frampton flies O'Brien.
Massive grab.
In 2022, there's nothing he won't do to make sure the Crows stand tall. Whoa, whoa, now at SAFM, Riley O'Brien.
Oh, he's one of the greatest Crows of all time. Riley O'Brien joins us in the studio. Morning, mate.
Morning, Coz. Thanks, it's good to be back.
I wish we were meeting under better circumstances. What's going on?
I have, got the news yesterday that I'm out this week, so
No.
Bit disappointing after a bad couple of games, but I'll be back hopefully as soon as possible.
How do they break the news to you? Do you know this is, can you sense this is coming?
Oh, you get a little bit of a smell in the air, but before training yesterday, talking to the coaches and having an open conversation with them and move from there.
And does the coach stop making eye contact over a couple of days? And then it's on day three. You go,
have you seen how tall Riley is, mate? Nobody makes eye contact.
Yeah, true. There is a little bit of that. You can sort of smell it and you walk past in the corridor and you go, oh, not getting a good vibe there.
But, I hate that.
It's all part of football and, definitely move on and get on with it.
So you've been in the sandful this week?
There won't be a game in the sandful, but I would be in the sandful this week. So
hypothetically.
playing. So
you want to meet me Saturday for a kick, mate?
Yeah, I might have to. God, that'd be actually a good workout. So get back to basics and we'll get into it.
In all seriousness though, when you get a phone call like that, because I think you've had an outstanding season. I think you've played some amazing games for the club. When you get a phone call like that, where do you go to from here? How do you regroup and go, righto, what's your plan?
Yeah, I mean, it is tough, but there's probably two ways you can go. You can sook and mope around and say, why me, and blame others, or you can sort of just get on with it, stay positive and focus on what you can do to get back in the team. So
which
that's
one
what
are
I'll
you
be
choosing
doing.
Out of those
I'd like to think the second, so that's the plan.
Do you, when they say to you, we're going to give you a rest this week, do you get an opportunity to argue the toss? Are you able to say, well, actually, I think that's not the right call for reasons. Let's go back to Mars Stadium where you had a blinder. Yeah. What was that, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, I'm sure guys have. I'm sure guys have kicked
three
up
weeks
a bit
is
of
a long
stink.
Time in footy, though. Yeah,
exactly. So I'm sure guys have kicked up a stink, but I just understood and have pretty open
Did
conversation
you cry?
With them. No cry, no cry. I allowed myself to be sad for about 15 minutes, played a few sad songs, then I was back to normal.
Oh, what sad songs did you play?
Adele's normally my go-to.
Oh,
really? Oh, Beck loves being sad. You should catch up sometimes. Don't worry about it, mate. You know, same thing happened to me probably 12 months ago here at SAFM. They put me back to cruise for a week and, I was a bit knocked around at the start. I went back there and did a few shifts and they brought me back to SAFM. Mm-hmm.
Found your mojo.
Jesus, guys.
Yeah. There we go. Have you seen the paper today?
No, haven't.
I've got COVID.
Oh, great. just what I need.
I don't. It's not funny. I've already had it. I've had it.
Perfect. Good.
That's very good, Beck.
Hey, when they put you in the paper, will it say Riley O'Brien managed? On the outs?
No, I don't think so. I think it would just say omitted. So that would be in brackets.
I feel like we're dwelling on this too much.
No, I love it. It's good.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's talk positive. We are looking for the coolest places in Adelaide. It's called Adelaide's Greatest. Like, you know, where do you go to eat? Where do you go to drink? If you were to say get a coffee, where is the best coffee spot in Adelaide?
Well, I've just moved back into my house at Parkside, and around the corner from there is Coffilosophy on Hutt Street. The man, Harsh, in there, he serves an absolutely beautiful coffee every time.
They're so friendly.
Yeah, they're very friendly.
Coffee
philosophy. His name's Harsh. If he's only doing like a half a shift, do you say, oh, that's a bit harsh?
Well, I haven't run that gag to him yet, but maybe next time. Maybe next time. We'll see if I get a response.
Okay. And we're also doing favourite pubs, but do you drink much during the year, during the season?
Sometimes I do.
Oh, that's a yes.
Favourite pubs would be probably the Kentish in North Adelaide the Earl of Leicester in Parkside. They're probably my two watering holes that I don't frequent very often.
Well, mate, we wish you the best of luck and same to the Crows on Saturday night. Everyone get down there and support them. It's going to be a massive game. And I know 100% Riley O'Brien. We'll regroup and come back bigger and stronger than ever, mate. We can't wait to see you back in the team.
Thanks,
good luck.
Guys. Appreciate it.
All the best. Are you secretly hoping for a loss on Saturday night?
No.
Beck, Cozzy and Lebo. SAFM.